Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Here we go. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us. RichardAllenMiller.com. Richard A-L-A-N Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R.com. Rick, so there's a weapon. It's an LED, light-emitting diode weapon. It's called the LED incapacitator. LED incapacitator. It's the latest weapon in crowd control. It uses an LED light, light-emitting diode light, developed by Intelligent Optical Systems, and it's intended to cause disorientation and nausea. Oh, yeah. So this thing, according, well, the United States Department of Homeland Security wants these things and has been granted a contract to Intelligent Optical Systems of Torrance, California, to build these LED incapacitators. Department of Homeland Security. So what this thing does is it's a lightsaber. It's like think of it like a mag light, you know, that size. And it's used for crowd control. You hold your hand and you push the button, and rapidly changing wavelengths of light come out of the reflector of this device, and it causes disorientation, nausea, vomiting, and what a great tool. And so Homeland Security hopes to have these deployed by National Guardsmen. So there's concerns that this LED device can cause epileptic seizures. Of course it can. Of course you can. So this thing strobes at 15 to 20 cycles per second, also called 15 to 20 hertz. So if you want to reverse engineer it, that's what you need to do. You build one that cycles strobing LED light at 15 to 20 cycles per second. And you could have one just like Homeland Security. Any comments, Rick?
I have a lot of comments regarding that. I did the initial research in that area in the 70s, and you'd be surprised what else bandwidths of light can do. The primary halogen forms that I'm using on my desk, I don't look at, but I use that as a night lamp shining downward onto my desk. It has a little halogen bulb rather than a normal visible white light band. And because by the time it hits the desk, the long UV is not getting my eye. It's hitting paper, and I can see clearer in the dark. However, that bandwidth is invisible to the eye, but extremely dangerous. And that's one of the reasons why California and Oregon, not Washington, use that on their law enforcement vehicles because you can see it up to, you know, 12 miles away. 12. But it's also extremely harmful to the eye, and it's another way that various forms of law enforcement now can be a bully rather than serve and protect. It's all about trying to control each other.
And, so, Rick, we've got these lights on top of these police cars, and they strobe these intense...
You can't look at them. They will actually damage your eye. They will. In fact, I am contemplating a test lawsuit against them. I think that is viable, and probably I can give you technical papers enough to have an argument and go to court with it, and I'll bet it ends up in the Supreme Court. I'll bet you dollars to donuts. That's one that needs to be tested right now because it's encroachment.
You know, I wonder if someone's going to develop a smartphone application.
Oh, they already have that. Absolutely.
Well, hear me out. For Tesla vehicles. And, and someone hits the button on the smartphone, and it tells the Tesla vehicle in the parking lot near them to go to the light. Go to the light. And then the Tesla just drives over and crashes into the light. I wonder if someone's going to do that. I'm being facetious, but what I am saying is these lights are absolutely...
Yeah, it's something for some 12-year-old to have some fun. Let's have some fun today. I'm bored. Let's hack that vehicle over there. Let's have some fun.
You know, if I were younger, I'd probably be working on that.
Well, but, that's what they did earlier. We called those joyrides. But look, it's going to happen. Because you've already thought about it.
Yeah, I've thought about a lot of things.
Well, then that is, you're responsible for the thoughts you choose to entertain, man. You're causing the apocalypse. You're
I'll tell you the genesis of that thought. We were just talking about it here live on the air. And I'm thinking about the time that I was driving, operating my truck, going down the road in Marshfield. And there were those lights. And this was at night. Well, it was dark. It wasn't late at night, but it was dark. And I couldn't see a darn thing. Those lights are literally blinding. So when those lights are in front of you, you know, you're around the corner and there you can see the lights kind of in the sky, you know, low horizon, but you can see them and you know they're ahead. You don't really know exactly, is it like an ambulance? Is it like, what is it? Okay. And then you get there and it's a police car and they've got somebody pulled over and it's blinding you, but they're on the side of the road. And so you're trying to continue. So you want to go around them, but you can't see where you're going. So the genesis of that thought was that I was in a position where I kind of had to shield my eyes, not look exactly where I was going, but not hit anybody because those darn things are so blinding.
That's where the lawsuit comes in.
Right.
And I'll bet there's a lot of money that could be made on that.
Well, it starts right here, right now, class. So jump on it. Lawyers who...
Get them hot while they're still available. Yeah.
I was thinking hit him low, but okay.
My car went out of control. It was like a moth to the flame.
Well, that's exactly right. And that's where that, you know, when I mentioned that smartphone app, I was thinking it's almost impossible to, if you stop. And the guy in behind you rams into you because he can't see either because the lights are so blinding. You can't see, nobody can see. Nobody can see. And who approves these things? So I think people ought to go visit their local municipality, you know, when the boss is walking out of the office there, out of that bunker that they hide out in, and just go, you know, say hi to them, say, well, let's go for a walk. I want to talk to you. Let's have a chat about how dangerous you are making life around here. And those who are like me don't want to go out. I hate going out now. I used to love to go. You know, go out. I used to love to look at things. I'd like to go to Sears and, you know, look at all the news. I don't want to do that anymore. I don't want to go to Sears. I don't want to go anywhere. It's difficult for me to want to leave the farm because it is so darn dangerous. Like that stupid millennial who didn't clean off his windshield and crashed into our neighbor. Just crashed right into the back of him because he didn't see his pickup truck. He's driving a pickup truck, didn't clean off the windshield because there was frost on his windshield. So he's driving. I don't know how he's looking through a windshield with frost on it, but he didn't clean it off, and he crashes right into the back of another four-wheel drive pickup truck. Two four-wheel drive pickup trucks. One's totaled from the front. The other's totaled from the back. Two total vehicles. Carelessness. It's because he couldn't see where he was going. Now that was just stupidity. This is on purpose. We're talking about these red, blue, white strobe lights flashing, blinding you. That, you know, if you put one of those on your vehicle and you pulled over the side of the road and just said, hey, I want to see what happens when I just fire up this light, you'd be arrested. You'd be arrested for having a light like that, but not them. Not them, because they have guns and tasers and handcuffs and batons and machine guns and I don't know. Maybe they even have bazookas. I don't know.
Well, they have flak jackets because I couldn't go through it. I had to use uranium.
It's out of control, absolutely out of control. So that's an LED application, and of course we have these sonic weapons. The corrupt state of Missouri has sonic weapons, where they have these sound cannons, so loud that it will make you wet your pants. Pretty cool, huh? Why don't you all stop by? Visit Branson. You know, you might see one of these on the side of the road if you're fortunate. You'll get a chance to say, yeah, we all went to Branson on vacation and we all wet our pants.
And you know why that happened? Because in our generation, for Christmas, we got a red wagon. And in their Christmas, they got a dump truck. It's a generational thing. Watch what happens next with G.I. Joe. That's where they learn how to do it, from childhood.
But can you imagine, Rick, we are telling Homeland Security that they should have these devices that cause seizures. Seizures. Incapacitating handheld devices. But you can't have one. You know, and I wrote a bill, and I proposed a bill on the air, and I'm paraphrasing it. All my bills that I've proposed over the years are one sentence. And this one says, I'm paraphrasing, that we, the people, should have any weapon that the government has. Any weapon. F-15s, bazookas, rocket launchers, drones, anything that they have, we can have. Now, would I actually want a bazooka? I don't know, maybe. Would I actually want a rocket launcher? I don't know, maybe. Well, I'm being facetious, but what I am saying is, if you think about it, why should these other people have them? Why? Because they have handcuffs to go with them? Why should they have these devices to bash down your door? And what if they do bash down your door? What if they come at 3 o'clock? Why is it 3 o'clock in the morning or 4 o'clock in the morning? Why is that when they show up? Because that's when they're not busy? Or is that when you're at the most vulnerable position, when you're fast asleep and they come crashing through your door? And then what happens to your door? Who pays for that door that they've splintered? Who pays for the cleanup after they toss all your clothing and your pictures and your furniture on the floor? Who pays for all that and the damage? Oh, we just did. Yeah, sorry. No. We did wrong house. Most so sorry. And the guy in apartment 504 is watching TV with a senior citizen wife, and they're just watching TV, and they come in crashing. The SWAT team comes crashing through the door, and they really meant 404 instead of 504. Wrong floor. The guy dies of a heart attack. He was fine before they crashed through the door. I mean, there's a lot of damage that's caused by these people. I object to it. I object to these weapons, the sound cannons. I object to these laser weapons. So let's go on to the next big one, 5G. Rick, what are your thoughts about, I mean, we talked about this, 5G deployment. Elon Musk, who I think is the most dangerous individual on the planet, because he's like, he chews his stuff on.
He's the most immature for that much money.
Well, I mean, that goes without saying, right? That he's immature.
Yeah,
I mean,
for that kind of money, to be able to actualize a hot flash.
Yeah, and the GDP says, oh man, we can download a movie in 5 minutes. Oh, wow. And that's why we want 5G, so we can download a movie in 5 minutes? I don't think so. I think it's more for spying and tracking and neutralizing and killing and weaponizing and shutting down your car. You know, your car's going to need 5G in order to kill.
We can all agree these are troubled times, right? So do you know who's on your wireless network? Whether it's a big company selling your data or a foreign hacker, if you're not protected, everybody sees your information. That's why you need Flash Routers, a custom Wi-Fi router created for privacy. Flash Routers uses a virtual private network or VPN to protect your online activity from hackers, trackers, and large corporations. And not just one, but all your devices with one out-of-the-box setup. Plus, Plus, Flash Routers also enhances your wireless network performance and unlocks powerful router management tools to let you take total control of your network. Call or click Flash Routers today at 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. That's 1-866-509-5817 or flashrouters.com. Protect your wireless home network today with Flash Routers.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Yeah, Dr. Richard Allen Miller's with us. Rick, listen to this. I'm going to dial a phone number. This is our telephone listen line. Here we go.
We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator for assistance. We're sorry. Your call cannot be completed as dialed. Please check the number and dial again, or call your operator for assistance.
There you have it. That's the USA Prepares telephone listen line as advertised on Talk Stream Live. I'll give you the number if you want to hear it yourself. It's 716-748-0109. 716-748-0109. Now, that I'm not saying that TalkStream Live is to blame for this. I'm just saying that the number's been shut down. And that's just one of many numbers. There's a whole bunch of numbers. I've got several in front of me in addition to that one. So there, we have a whole bunch of telephone listen lines, literally. I'm not exaggerating. But they're not working, and I believe it's because of this lawsuit that I don't have more information on to tell you about that has caused the telephone listen lines to not work anymore. So, Rick, the poor fish, they live in the water, and they're not so aggressive anymore. You know, they really aren't, because antidepressants are making their way into the rivers and streams, and the fish are getting a chance to have some of the antidepressants as well as the other pharmaceutical chemicals that we pee into the water. So antidepressants are known to alter the behavior of individuals and solitary animals, but now groups of animals are being affected because they consume the water they swim in. And so we're talking about fish and Prozac-type ingredients that are found in the waterways in the United States. So it disrupts the foraging behavior of freshwater species of fish. Any comments?
Well, there it is. Just rather than cremation, we'll just float them out to sea.
Well, you know, I was thinking about getting a fish tank with, you know, putting some I was thinking about getting a fish tank and putting some guppies in there. But the problem with guppies is, you know, they race around and they're hard to kind of watch them as they swim around. So I think the thing to do is just put some Prozac in the water.
Well, we'll put lithium in the air. That's the same way. Yeah.
We've lost our minds. We've got
no, man. It goes downhill, and that's because I think there's something else going on, and it may not be human. How did they put it in Poltergeist? Oh, yeah, they're here.
Well,
you can look at this from a lot of different angles, and I have to tell you that what I'm saying is the Earth is being terraformed right in front of our eyes this generation.
Okay, so... what do we do?
You want to go there, Vincent?
Well, yeah,
sure?
I do. So let's go back to the chemicals in the water. What is the best way of filtering water so that we're not subject to what the fish are subject to, because they can't jump out. They can't say, you know what?
It used to be from fresh streams.
What the heck is that? Where do you find one of those?
Yeah, well, that's because they even still, an animal might commit suicide upstream from you. But, you know, that used to be, the earth was a filter.
Yeah. Yeah,
now
you're talking
fracking.
About the hydrological cycle where water evaporates and it comes down as rain, and then it gets filtered through the earth for thousands of years, if not millions of years. Very slow filtering, and all of the contaminants get filtered out as the water travels its way through the filter medium, which is the earth. And then we have these underground aquifers. But then we have stupid people saying, hey, there's water under the ground, and you know what we can do? We can use that as a heat sink. So we can drill a well, and we can drive a pipe in there, and we can take water out of the well, use it in our heat exchanger, for our water-cooled heat pump. We can extract the heat out of the water. We can heat and cool with that. And the only problem is if we make a mistake, we'll just be injecting toxins back into the aquifer. But that's okay. It's a big aquifer, and nobody will notice. That's how stupid we are. Going into a break. We'll be right back.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
After yesterday's first public hearing in the impeachment inquiry, President Trump says, quote, normal people would close the case. In a tweet this morning, the president cited an exchange between Congressman John Ratcliffe and the acting ambassador to Ukraine, William Taylor, in which Ratcliffe asked what impeachable offense was in the transcript of the president's call with the Ukrainian president, and Taylor said he would not take a side, saying, quote, "That's your job." Former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick says today he's running for the White House. The former Democratic Senator Claire McCaskill says he does have a geographic advantage.
He hangs out right next to New Hampshire. That's where he is, his base is. So not great news for Elizabeth Warren, and some might say not great news for Joe Biden.
USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to PC for 2 seconds,
class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. If you'd like to peruse the website and buy some of his books, that's where you should consider visiting. So, Rick, we were talking about dissolving dead bodies. We were talking about cremation. And I was reading an article about what's happening in India. It takes, up to...
Oh, yeah. India is a disgrace.
All right. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, not really, but yeah. I mean, that's where we're all going. California smog, go for it. they write about it in Outland, and there's all kinds of problems ahead with the way we live and our lifestyles. And Gen X's and these millennials, it's going to be a creepy world out there shortly, and with no back door.
What I was talking about is part of that, and that is they cremate the bodies, but it takes between 800 and 1,000 pounds, roughly, of wood for each cremation, and they're just cutting down trees, and they're piling the wood in a funeral pyre type arrangement, and they put the body on top, put some more wood on top of that, and they light that thing up, and they do it over and over and over again, hundreds of thousands of times.
And then enters the Red Queen and the guillotine with off her head. That's the preferred choice of execution now.
Yeah, and they guillotine. Have for the fires, the best wood would be sandalwood, but it's more expensive. Then there's some more common wood, and then for the common people, they use dried out cow dung. And they just pile that up and light that up, and they burn the bodies on cow poop, dried out cow poop. So that's what's happening in India. Now, there are stretches of waters that are known for pristine, just wonderful, clean, clear water. And so oysters and clams from these stretches are known to be the best. But the problem is that these oysters and clams now contain microplastics, about 11 pieces of microplastics per oyster and 9 per clam right now. So we have polluted the oceans, we've polluted the earth, we've polluted the atmosphere, we've polluted the near-earth space where we have candy wrappers and whatever else we've thrown out of our spacecraft. All circling the Earth, there's nothing we haven't polluted, as far as I can tell. We have injected toxins into the ground. We store radioactive waste in the United States and in other places. We have leaking radioactive waste containers in Fukushima. We have leaking radioactive nuclear reactors, leaking 104 of them, leaking in the United States. We bury the radioactive waste in...
I have a comment on all of this real quick.
Yeah.
Basically, 5G is 10 times more toxic than nuclear waste. That the primary thing that stopped our detonation experiments was the fear of detonating a nuclear warhead in the atmosphere, as it might cause a firestorm igniting our planet's Earth. Igniting the atmosphere. And that was a valid concern. And 5G, right now, with what happened in Paradise, is exhibit A of a snowball effect using that bandwidth, is now in a group of scientists, 11,000 of them, I might add, and that's a recent article everybody saw, 11,000 of scientists, including me, is now saying it is 10 times more dangerous than nuclear energy. The future is looking pretty grim from that point of view. And really, it's not about greed. It's most likely because we've been invaded by something that wants us to take ourselves out.
I watched a video on Netflix. I believe it's called Paradise or Paradise PD. And it is, when you see what has happened in Paradise, California with this fire, you will see the people who were impacted, the people who are trying to help others. You will see they're doing their best not to cry on camera. And these would be the officials. These would be like the people who you would call for emergency services. This would be like a 911 agent, that kind of a person. Firefighters. And you'll see the individuals, and they've lost everything. And then you'll see the children. the children, where they're in a school and the fire's coming toward the school. They go to evacuate the school. They get the children on the bus, and a couple of teachers don't want to get on the bus, but they do because, well, the children need them. And it's absolutely true, they do. So the people they trust most in the school system would be their teacher. I'm talking about little children. They get them on the bus, and then they go, they leave. They leave the area where the fire is, and then they find a fire in front of them. Then they find a fire on the left, right, and behind them. And the fire is encroaching them on all sides. No way to get to them. And then what happens with the 911 people? They say, we can't help you. We can't help you. There's nothing we can do. And what they found out was this thing was moving so fast. These fires were moving so fast, so hot, that it was trampling, destroying everything in its path, and it was moving quickly, allegedly because of the winds. But I think it's a combination of winds, tinder, accelerants like aluminum, and chemicals that have been sprayed from the air. All these things have contributed to a massive, massive fire. The biggest fire in American history. The most destructive fire in American history is the Paradise Fire in California recently.
And that was one smart meter going unstable, and it talked to the next one. That's what it does. Mm-hmm. That's where we're going.
And add to that the... Okay, so Rick, when I was younger, I experimented with magnesium ribbon. And that was something that you could experiment with. It's a metal. Magnesium is a metal. It's kind of like if you had a piece of it and it were a ribbon, let's say an eighth of an inch wide and very thin, like, maybe as thin as aluminum foil would be thin. You could take a match. You could literally take a match. And if you held the match right, the hottest part of the flame of the match would literally ignite the magnesium ribbon, and it would burn white hot, not yellow hot, not like a candle, not like a kerosene lamp, not like a light bulb, white hot, so hot you couldn't look at it. And if we are spraying little tiny particles of aluminum, wouldn't you say that it would have a similar result, Rick?
Well, that does that, and all your trees are right now, they're every single tree in America is covered with it. And why? Who paid for that? So $10,000 an hour for a jet to fly that atmosphere, to deploy whatever it was. That's, the propellant. What are they doing that for? Who's doing that? Why?
So in the video or the series The Walking Dead, there was this character. His name is Negan. And Negan had a baseball bat, and it was wrapped in barbed wire. And whenever he found someone he needed to talk to and make a lesson known to everybody that could see the lesson that he was going to teach, he would use this baseball bat. And he called this baseball bat, he named it after his now-dead wife. Her name was Lucille. So he called this baseball bat Lucille. Now, if Negan were looking to have a chat with someone who caused the damage to the earth from all of these sprayings, who would he be looking to talk to? Do you know? Is it an agency? Is it the government? Is it a contractor? Is it somebody having fun with aerosols and an unlimited budget? Where is it coming from? Do we know, Rick?
No.
Are they flying out of Canada?
Ours are coming from. I don't know where yours are coming from. Ours come out of Abbotsford, and they have unmarked aircraft that turn around at Klamath Falls. That's where they go back to Abbotsford to pick up more propellant. Now, that could be UN. That's what we're guessing. However, who knows? Because nobody knows, not even me. I don't know what that's about. To control the weather? That's the facade that they, that's not right. And I had not my SEAL team, but a SEAL team down in California took up, I think it was Burbank, to show how unstable the grid is. Not one of my men went up, and that's how we discovered it was out of Abbotsford. I still don't know why they're doing it. And I had one deployment down in Reedsport where they used lithium as an experiment to see if they could lock down a city, a small city, without having to use any kind of law enforcement. They actually did that. It was two Thanksgivings ago. And everybody was sick. Lithium. Another metal.
So I was thinking of, as you were saying this, I was thinking about a guy, lived in the 30s and the 20s, and he lived in Germany. His name was Adolf Hitler. And so when he decided that he was going to invade Poland, he decided that his army was going to invade Poland. One guy says, y'all, here's what we're going to do. We're going to go invade Poland. And then he says, we're going to declare war on the United States later. Okay? One guy does this. So I'm thinking, if one guy does that, is it one guy that says, hey, y'all, we're going to do some spraying, and y'all fall in line, and we're going to load up these tanks, and we're going to, you're in charge of the deployment, and here's the area that we're going to make nice. I think it's one guy. One guy is at the point of the spear. One guy. And all it takes is get that guy to stop. I think that's all it takes. But we don't know who the guy is. Isn't that right? I mean, can't we talk to him and say, wouldn't it be nicer if you didn't do this?
Yeah, there's something else going on here. I don't think it's human. I don't know what it is, but I don't, it's not, something else is going on here. I mean, every time I do panels on myself, my aluminum and magnesium, the panels are off. It's in the air. Why?
Well, I know you're not chewing aluminum gum. I know that.
Well,
I know,
there it is. I know. Where did it come from? And why are all the tips of every single tree in Oregon now showing kills? Climate change? Is this, and then, oh yeah, that's why we're doing spring or kind of climate change. And you know, I have to tell you that I don't have straight answers. Anything I could possibly imagine is probably correct, all of it. And right now, my best guess is it's not human, and we're watching a terraform experiment going on.
Yeah, and we're the experiment, right?
Well, what do you think would survive in all of this? And we come back to black goo, the black mold. And black mold is what loves nuclear radiation.
Yeah, and guys... And there's some that are immune from some of this stuff, or partially immune, like John D. Rockefeller with his 6 heart transplants.
Dr. Peter Glidden, million-plus views on YouTube, will be hosting a one-time appearance Saturday, November 16th at the Hills Hotel in Laguna Hills, California. Call 714-920-9412 to register. This is a rare appearance of Dr. Glidden covering health issues and a recipe for healthy living. Don't miss this one-time event. Call 714-920-9412. Again, 714-920-9412. With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Yeah. I don't know why you can't. I don't know why
he's
you can't hear me.
He's probably getting the bathroom.
I'm right here. I'm right here.
Oh, that's you. Okay, I thought I lost you. I thought I was talking
no.
to you.
No, no. So I mentioned that it was John David Rockefeller's son, David Rockefeller, that had the.
Yeah, you got cut off then, huh?
Yeah. How about 5G? Is there any escape?
I didn't catch that.
Is there any escape from 5G?
No, there is none, because we're now talking, there is no 6G, like they're trying to fake you out on. That's our next goal. Yeah, no, if 5G is it, that's quantum mechanical. Some atoms are so much larger than that. That's so small, it creeps into anything. There is no known shielding from that. None. And if you put a space fence up like Lockheed's wanting to do, you will become Pinhead. There it is. It's a nightmare on Elm Street on steroids.
So, you know, I'm thinking there is really no good reason to have this that we as the common villagers would think. There's no good reason to have 5G, because we really don't need these movies to download in a couple minutes, because how important are movies anyway? Maybe to the GDP they're really important, but to those of us
video stores no longer exist.
Yeah, and I'm thinking that one of the benefits of 5G would be, so the vehicles would be pinging each one of these waypoints along the highways and byways, and if one of those points, one of those little towers, says no go, your vehicle shuts down. Or if you haven't paid your electronic monthly payment to rent your vehicle or lease your vehicle, or your renewal of your license plates, or your if they determine that you're in the vehicle because they know who you are because you've got your cell phone with you, and if you're on a suspended list, everything stops, and your car just stops right where it is. So I
that
think
is a Star Trek thing. You know, that came from the bad Captain Kirk that had that little device. He could pull anybody up on the screen and push a button, and they disappeared with no forensics. That's what 5G is. Literally, that could be the weapon. I did the basic research for that for MRU in 1971.
You got to stop doing that stuff, Rick.
I know. I checked them out. I came out of grad school as a young kid just, oh, sure. Well, I didn't want to go to war. And everything in technology is first applicant as a weapon. Even in grad school, I couldn't get away from it. We made the infrared the visible light single phase goggles. We made 13 of them in graduate school. I had a 2H deferment.
I thought building an audio response unit, press one, press two, you know, was a cool thing. You know, go team go for the bank. I thought that was a cool thing. Because the young people wouldn't show up on Fridays to man or woman their workstations and talk to customers. So we needed to be able to communicate, account balances to customers. And the young people wouldn't show up. So we replaced them with press one, press two technology. And one little computer could replace eight people. So you could have a table, you know, like a folding table with eight computers on it. I'm talking about, like, you know, you might have at home to do projects on, a $50 or $60 folding table, put eight computers on there, and that darn thing would replace 64 people. And how many electrical outlets did you need to do? Just one.
Or you could float them in water. That's the other option. Yeah.
And we're getting to that point where we don't need people. How many people do we need to make appointments for other people? I mean, that's what we're doing, right? We're flipping each other's hamburgers. And we're making appointments for each other. Now, if you're one of those people who does that, you might want to think, how much of a career do I have left doing this? And I would submit to you, not too much. Rick, I can see we're going down. I can see we can't fix it. The best we could do is kind of slow it down a little bit. But there are too many people who have way more money, way more power, and they're evil. And we are in their sights. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. See you next week.
Bye-bye.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.